Top of it. Radio. Top of it.
If it's love that you're running from, there's no hiding place.
TGIF day. Thank goodness it's Friday. But when you're in the game, every day Friday. Every day Christmas. Because we getting gifts every day. When you're in the game, what's your life about? Is counting money and touching females. And when you're in the game, the hardest thing pimping do is make a U-turn. But before anything else, before you even get to that point to even call yourself a pimp, you got to know what a pimp is. If it ain't in you, you'll never know. You'll always be on the outside looking in, or you'll just always have your toe in. When you're in the game, you got to put your whole body in the, you got to put your whole body in, not your toe. Not your foot, not half of you, not a quarter of you. You got to put your all in it. Because in the game, just like in life, what you put in is what you get out. And being in the game is completely different. It's a whole new world than it is of being a square. I talk a lot about squares, but I don't have nothing against squares. I love squares. We all start off as squares in our life, but we just have different paths. Because when you're in the game, the pimping, it's in you. And you know that it's in you at a young age. That's why many are called, but only a few are chosen when you're in the game. As men, we born males. We all born males. But becoming a man, that comes with age, and it comes with living life every day. We got some fellas, they go through their whole life, and they never become a man. Becoming a man requires the biggest thing, making decisions, making the right decisions. Becoming a man means that you're not selfish. You, becoming a man, you realize that life ain't all about you. Being a man has to do with knowing how to make decisions. Knowing that when you make a decision, this decision can affect you for the rest of your life. I made a lot of bad decisions coming through my life, you know. I made a lot of bad decisions because it took that for me to know what becoming a man was. I left home when I was 16. And the reason I left home, because everything I did or everything I said, I was all under my mom's control because I was in her household. So even at a young age, especially becoming a teenager when I got 15, you know, when I got 14, I was hustling so good until I told my mom, you don't have to buy me no more school clothes. Them school clothes that you, that money you spend on me for my school clothes, help my, give it to my brothers. You know, I had two brothers, one older, one younger. I said, help them, you know, let them get some more school clothes. You don't have to buy me none. She said, you mean I don't have to buy you no school clothes no more? I said, no, you don't have to buy me no school clothes no more. She said, you're 14. I mean, you're 14. I was 14 or 15, one of them. And I said, no. Matter of fact, I was 15. I said, no, you don't have to buy me no clothes no more. I can get my own. That's how good I was hustling. And that's how bad I wanted to be on my own. I got tired of my mom saying, you better be in a lot of the, at certain times. Go wash the dishes. When you're in your parents' house, you, as long as you're under their roof, you have to abide by everything they say. But becoming a man at an early age, you realize that that's not the life you want. Maybe I think out of every 10 people, I would say 6 of them start their life and continue their life and end their life doing it the same way as they saw their parents do. I strongly believe that 6 out of 10 go the same route that their family went, their parents went, which is, you know, normal in a lot of ways. But my stepfather was a preacher, and what I got from him was how to dress, how to take pride in my blackness, and how to take pride in being a man and being straight up. Coming through my era, man, the worst thing you could do was get called lying. Oh, my goodness, I'm talking about in my family. All my family, to my grandmother, my grandfather, lying was worse than stealing. And one day I said, me and mama, why you and Pop so mean? You know, why y'all so against somebody lying? My grandmother was like, because if you lie, then that means that you're lying about something you're trying to cover up. So if everything that you do is supposed to be on the straight up and the up and narrow without no deceit, then there's no need to lie. If you lie, you'll steal, because you're lying for a purpose. You created a lie, something that you made up for a purpose, for a gain. She said, you can never win at life like that. A liar is the worst person in the world. People that lie, men that lie, and women that lie, especially men that lie, that's a point showing, a fact showing, that they haven't became a man yet. Real men have no need to lie. Real men are straight up. So I'm saying that to say, some of us go through life never becoming a man. Some of us go through life just being low down, man, lying about everything, lying to make yourself look better, lying to make yourself look bigger, lying to people because you think that's what they want to hear, or you lying to them because in the moment they hit you with a question or you in a certain circumstance and you're not prepared for those circumstances, so you lie to kick it. Just let me say it like that. You lie to kick it. You'll never win like that. Becoming a man has a lot to do with the decisions that you make, like I said earlier. Like I said, I left home at an early age because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I watched a lot of TV, saw a lot of movies, and man, I wanted to ride in them fancy cars. I wanted to dress sharp every day. I wanted to have a bunch of ladies on my arm. Because young age, that looked exciting to me. On top of living two doors from a pimp, the only pimp in the city. So that really helped. Now, I got a good question, because I was asked this question: what do you believe in? You know, people believe in, as people, we believe in different things. So when I was asked the question, Tay, what do you believe in? I just had a one word answer. And I said, I believe in me. Because I know that if I believe in me, that I can have anything I want. If I believe that I can make it happen, then it's gonna happen. You got to believe in yourself. See, what's holding a lot of you guys back from winning, you don't believe in yourself. Or you don't have the balls to stay on the right trail or stay on the right path of what your goal is. See, coming through my life, I had one goal, and that's to be the best at whatever I did. Once I discovered what my gift was, which was a ladies' man, you might laugh, but I realized that at a young age. I was like, man, I like ladies. Ladies like me. So even in junior high school, that's when I discovered that I really had the gift of gab at talking to ladies, you know, and that's when I really realized that. And ladies like me. And they like me because I act the way I act. So I always tried to make sure that I was sharper and I acted way cooler than everybody else. When everybody else was loud mouthing, then I just sit back and be cool. I realized that at being a teenager that the way you get ladies to recognize you, to get their attention, you got to, you know, be able to do something to make them smile or do something that they like. So every Thursday, we used to have a sock hop. We'd call it a sock hop at the gym, at the playground. And so I could dance good. So we go into the gym, music playing, ladies up against the wall, guys up against the wall. You know, there's always two or three couples that can really dance good. So two or three of the people out there dancing. I had five or six partners four partners that I ran with. We call ourselves the Five Aces. So we had these T-shirts made with aces on everything, and we did everything together. We was a crew. So I go in there, every time we go in there, we get in there, they go right up against the wall, you know, then they start talking, and then I, you know, after a few minutes, I'm like, man, I talk to you guys every day, man. I didn't come in to talk to y'all, man. Man, let's kick this party off. And me, I just walk right over there, you know, grab one of them ladies' hands and start dancing. I look back at my friends, and they looking at me like, man, Tay, man, you bold. That's what they used to always say, man, you bold, you got heart. But it wasn't about being bold or having heart. It was about wanting something. It was about, I wanted the attention of them ladies, you know. You know, shoot, I want to get me some pussy. You know how you are when you in them teens. So, shoot. After a while, people would like wait to see me dance when I come to the sock hop. Because when I go home, practice dancing. Every day I practice dancing. At a young age, I knew my gift was. Some of us go through life, man, we never discover what our gift is. And I say this in a lot of my videos, that once you discover what your gift is, which is what you do best. We all given the gift of having to do something that we do better than anybody else. Each and every one of us. Every one of you guys listening on this radio right now, you got something that you do better than the next person. Now, whether you realize what that gift is before your lifetime is up, that I can't say. But if you do discover what you do best, then the world gonna be yours. Once you discover that you good at something. Once you discover it, then you start working on it. You work on it. You nurture it. You get good at it. You work at being the best at it. And you work at it every day, no days off. When you're trying to win in life, there are no days off. None. Because your competition, while you taking that day off and chilling, they still at it. I think that's why when it comes to the, to the Chinese, they usually the inventors of most of the technology stuff. Why? Because with their kids that they have in school, they make them work at it. Like the kids that go to school here in America, they have recess, they have breaks. Kids that go to China to go to school in the Orient, they don't have no recess. They don't have no breaks. In some cities, they even go to school on Saturdays. That's why they be controlling the tech world. Because they make them work at it. They make them work at it and start at a young age. Then by the time they get to a certain age, in their out of high school or fresh out of college, they're ready. They're ready to step into that work world and get that top money because they work on their skill. They work on their trade. What do you believe in? Do you believe in yourself? If you believe in yourself, then you're going to have a winning situation. You're going to have a winning life. Believe in yourself and make the right decisions. Now, when it comes to decisions, okay, we in September. September, October, November, December. We're getting ready to start in the colder months of the year. And every year at this time, I tell you guys about, well, let me say this first. What keeps you winning in the game is to keep it moving. You got to continue to stay moving on the highway until you find that honey hole. Once you find that city with a honey hole, you're going to work your game. You're going to work your game. You're going to work your game until you burn that town out. Then you move on to the next town. See, when you're in the game, you got to be fearless. Excuse me. You got to teach your ladies to be just as fearless as you. The best way to blow your ladies that you have is to continue to stay in the city where you ain't getting no proper money. I'm saying, just think about it. You done drove cross country. First night you come in the city, you get over 500. So first night you get over 500, then you know, man, I'm going to stay a few more days. Next day you get a little bit more. Next day you get a little bit more. Then all of a sudden all that ends. So now you just barely, you're getting rent money. You probably can put away $100 in your pocket after you feed them bras. You can't buy yourself nothing. Your money look funny even though you got hoes. But it ain't you. It ain't the hoes. It's the town you in. You done been there too long. You done burnt the town out. You done milked it dry. It's time to move on. But you scared to move on. Why you scared to move on? because you don't know if your game and your pimping can stand the pressure that you're getting ready to get when you go across country. But have no fear, because it's one thing about going across country, you know, with your game with you. You out there in the elements. It's just you and them against the world. You pulling in the cities and states that you know nothing about. They don't know, they know nothing about it. So you got to get closer as a family. See, going cross country, the bond that you have with your hoes, with them ladies that's with you, that bond grows so tight. Because these ladies that's with you, they realize that, man, we need each other. They realize the strength in you. They realize how much they need you. So you come together as a family, and that bond, you come together as one. And that bond is so solid and so strong because you guys realize that you need each other. On that road, that's when you realize that it's you and your game against the world. And you realize that. You look out for each other more than you did if you was at home. But for those of you that got tracks in your hometown, man, don't be a victim of this mistake. Most ladies that you knock in your hometown and they're from their hometown, you get a whole lot more money and they feel a whole lot more secure, and them ladies that feel a whole lot better and they'll hoe up a whole lot more if you take them out the city that they live in. They don't mind getting down for you. They don't mind hoeing. But don't make them hoe in the city where they was raised at. Don't make them hoe in the city where their mom and their uncles and aunts and, you know. To me, that's a no-no. Now, you can do it the way you want to do it. But I'm talking about for those of you that's sending them. See, when you sending your lady to work, the way you win is you try to erase all the obstacles that's in her path. So when she step off, when she step out your car and slam that door, and you see her walking on down to that track, and you feeling good about yourself because you were able to send her with a smile on her face, and you know that you are, that's when you know that you're about it. Erase them obstacles, and then she going to have a clear shot of getting you your money. I mean by obstacles? Okay, let's talk about some obstacles. Look, first you got to deal with the pimps out there. Then she got to deal with the wannabe pimps, sweating them, all up on them, all up in their face. Then they got to deal with the vice. For those of you that's in cities where they got vice, you know, and you playing that carpet game, they got to deal with the police. They got to deal with the hoes. So that's five things they got to deal with. That's five obstacles that they have that's going to be there. Them five, you can't erase. All you can do is prepare them for each one of those obstacles and make sure that they prepared for that obstacle, and then they can handle it. Have a conversation with her before you put her out the car. Make sure she got a smile on her face. Make sure that you give her some instructions. Because just because a hoe go to the track every day, that don't mean that you don't give her fresh and new instructions every day. Nah. What you do? Just pull up on the track, get my money, bitch, and let her out the car? Now, I know some of y'all probably do that. But with me, man, I'm kicking the game all the way. Even when she got the door open and she's stepping out, I'm still kicking game. Once she start walking down the street, I'm letting my window down and I'm a pimp creep on the side of her, still popping that pimping, watching her turn and smile. All them other bum assholes listen to me kicking my pimping to my hoe, playing like they ain't listening, but knowing they saying, "This nigga pimping, he's saying some real sharp shit to her. Dog, my man don't talk to me like that. And another, ooh, I wish my man would say them kind of things. See, the game don't never stop. When I say popping it 24/7, I mean popping it 24/7. The strength of your game, it lies within you. Making the right decisions, you got to remember that the decisions that you make when you're in the game, these decisions, they're not about just you. When you pimping, the decisions that you make affect you and all the ladies that's in your family, because their future is in your hands. You instructed them to, you told them that. They didn't ask to get with you. You talked them into getting with you. You talked them into hoeing. Now that you didn't talk to them, you didn't talk them into it, and you didn't convince them, and you didn't tell them what the game is about, now it's time for you to put it in effect. See, this is what I'm saying. A pimp is always thinking about how to make his life better and how to make his lady's life better. You stuck in this little one-horse town. You get mad at your ladies because they bringing in some funny money, but they can't do no better because of the town you in. See, I don't care what town you in. If hoes ain't getting no money, then you don't need to be there. See, and I know a reason. I know it's probably a lot of you guys out there right now that's in that position. You got one hoe, you got two hoes, stuck in this little small town where you came up at. The ladies, they'll go to work when you send them, but they really don't want their people to see them because they family here. They got cousins, they got aunties, they got uncles. Man, come on, pimpin', think, man. Think, man. Take them away from the city, man. Erase that obstacle. That's a big obstacle. Get that obstacle out the way, man. Them little twos and fews that you're getting in that little warhorse town, man, get to a town, man, where some pimping going on, man, where some hoes is hoeing, man. Then you're going to start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. If you don't put your lady in no position to get you no money, then what makes you think that you're going to have some money? Don't be mad at her. Don't be mad at the hoe because her trap funny. Man, it's up to you. Put that hoe in position where she can go get you some money. You and that little one. Listen, man. All y'all out there calling yourself pimping, sit back and just look at your situation. Shit, you've been in the game over 2 years and you ain't even been across the street talking about you pimping. You ain't been across the street, man. You ain't been around the corner in the game, man. Man, take your coming through my era, being around them older pimps, I just listen to them. And I'd be right there listening. They'd be talking shit. Then look over at me. I didn't blink. I didn't stutter. I stood strong with my ears open, listening. I learned the hard way coming in the game. I paid my dues. The first four holes I had, I got knocked off from every. I got knocked for every one of them by them older pimps with game, more game than me. But I hung in there, kept my ears open, kept watching them, kept practicing my game because I had a good catch hand. All I had to do was master the game and get the knowledge. I got the catch hand. I know how to spit it out. I know how to dress. I just know all I need is that bad hoe by my side. So, here's something funny. Them same four older pimps that had more game than me, and they knocked me. In the end, I wind up knocking every one of them back. I knocked all four of them. Oh, it took me over a year. Took me a couple of years because I was getting my game tight, getting my knowledge in about the game. I came up with another hoe, came up with a couple more. Didn't get knocked no more. I'm on the streets now every day. They sitting in the restaurants chilling, kicking game. I'm flat foot down on the track, walking, spitting at hoes, trying to come up. Something that they wasn't doing. I'm like, man, shoot, all these doggone hoes out here on the doggone street, man, why they sitting up here in the doggone restaurant, just sitting outside of the restaurant looking and just kicking it. All that's cool. But to me, one thing they was lacking, and that was being hungry. See, if you stay hungry in the game, you're going to continue to come up. Because you're going to reach, going to come a point in life, you're going to realize, you're going to say, man, how high is high? How high is high? You start realizing things. You start paying attention to your surroundings, especially in Hollywood. Every other car is fly. Beverly Hills, most expensive street in the world, Rodeo Drive. All you see is flash and glitter and glamour all around you. Being about the game, you want that to be your life. You can't just think about it. You got to be about it. If it's in you, you're going to be about it. You're going to be about it. But you got to put you in the game. You got to put you in the game. You know, what's funny is that parents know about pimps, or they know a little bit about pimps, talking about parents, especially of females. I can just imagine, the talks and conversations that they have with them, because they got these ladies, these young ladies, they got them looking out for Huggy Bear, the pimp. Y'all know who Huggy Bear the pimp was from that movie. Had the big high shoes on, the little clown outfit, had the big hat, all the big gold chains on, and, the big high shoes. And see, that's where parents make their mistake. They telling their daughters about him. They got their daughters looking out for the Huggy Bear looking pimp. That's why I laugh. Because little do they know that pimps ain't like that. It's funny, they tell their daughters how to look out for a pimp, and they don't even know what a pimp look like. They don't even know that when you go out to, when you take your family out to dinner to that five-star restaurant, or you sitting down at the happy hour having a drink, this man sitting next to you, or this couple sitting next to you, got that same suit on that you got on, but his suit costs more than you. You got them little, I don't care if you are rich to me. I don't care how rich people are. Most people that's rich, they do not know how to buy no shoes. You ever notice on TV, most of the actors, and not entertainers, but most of the actors, they wear the worst shoes that anybody could buy. That's the difference. That's one thing about having money and not having money. Because the first thing that a lady look at is your shoes. If that was the case, when you get rich, I guess you don't care. You don't care what they look at. You don't care if they look at your shoes first. Maybe that's why they all wear them old funny shoes, because they already got money. They don't care if a lady look or not. But me, I'm gonna stick to it. You know, I'm gonna stick to that. So I'm saying this to say, they telling their daughters about how to look out for a pimp, and they don't even know what a pimp look like. That's why a pimp is a dangerous man. He a dangerous man because you done told your daughter, you know, what kind of guy to look out for. And that pimp got more class and can speak better and got more knowledge than your own daddy. So striking up a conversation with him is a danger to that female because she gonna get knocked. She gonna get caught. So it's not that pimps are being camouflaging themselves. It's not that a pimp is trying to deceive nobody. But it's just a known fact to me that how you gonna tell your daughter to look out for a pimp and you don't know what a pimp look like? You don't even know what a pimp sounds like. Parents, if y'all was having a conversation with a doggone pimp, if you sit down at the happy hour and strike up a conversation with a pimp, you don't even know who you're talking to. A pimp is an educated man. A pimp is an entrepreneur. A pimp is sharp. He got knowledge. He got game. He a player. And the way he a player is that he ain't really playing you. He's just being himself. He's worldwide. A pimp know what conversation is. Conversation move the world. So a pimp got plenty of that for you. You'll never know what a pimp look like or sound like, especially a female. And then once he start talking to you, before you realize what's done happened, you're mesmerized. You're infatuated. Why? Because you realize, dog, I'm talking to a real man. He's saying things to me. I've had a couple of men already that I left because they couldn't hang, or they didn't have no bright ideas, or they didn't have no goals. Now I'm talking to this man, and he's more than all, he done gave me more conversation than the two or three guys that I've already ran through together. He sounds and he expresses himself like a real man because he's not afraid to express himself. He speaks. He actually talks. And not just about himself. You know, a lot of ladies, I watch a few shows and, you know, I got five daughters. So, and they're all grown. So, you know, all through the years, I've always asked them different questions about, you know, them and men. You know, what do ladies look for? What do ladies like to hear? What do ladies do not like to hear? One thing I learned is that, man, ladies don't like when we stare. Ladies don't like when you stare at them. To them, that's creepy. You know, see, that's why we're supposed to just look and turn away. You know what I'm saying? Just look from a distance and turn away. Because believe this, through your looks, you know, you look, turn away. Do something else, kill a little time, look, turn away. Pretty soon, you and baby, y'all gonna meet eyes. You know, because it's like sending out a radar to a lady. But it's really not a radar, but it is a radar. I guess it just goes through your eyes. I say it goes through the way that I can feel a lady into a conversation, meaning that once I catch you looking more than once, and I'm gonna catch you looking more than once because I'm gonna look more than once. You guys been in those situations. You done been in this place or you done been in that place. and or you've been walking, you know, you can feel somebody watching you. Well, ladies, they really got that gift down. You know, they can feel when you're looking at them. You guys know what I'm talking about. Just like you can be at a stoplight, and you can be at a stoplight, and you can feel that person in that car next to you looking at you. So automatic, you look. When you're at a lady, it's like basically the same thing. You know, like I say, I call it feeling them vibes. You know, I'm trying to have you. Let me send them vibes out into the universe. You know what I'm saying? So that way she can feel it. You know? Now, I just got a text from brother, and he was like, man, I was thinking about making a move to Hawaii. Can you speak on Hawaii a little? Okay. The weather is changing, you know. I live in the desert out in Cali, and the weather's changing. I had to use a blanket last night. We in September, so it's fall all across country. The weather's starting to turn now. Summer's starting to, you know, summer's supposed to be over. It's fall now. So as the weather gets colder, that's when people go to Hawaii. But one thing you got to remember about Hawaii is that people go to Hawaii year-round. It's a tourist place. Just like they go to the Bahamas, to Jamaica. People go there year-round. It's not just a summer thing. And that's the way Hawaii is. So going to Hawaii, man, I lived in Hawaii for 3.5 years. In Hawaii, all they pay in is $100 bills. They let the hoeing go on there, but the ladies, they just can't stand on the corner. They have to keep moving, you know, and that's how they intermingle, you know, with the doggone tourists, because they steady on the move. Ain't no standing on the corner. It's a 24/7 town. Only thing about Hawaii, you know, it's a beautiful place. And you can vacation and get money. But after a while, it's like any other town, it gets boring. Like I said, I was there for 3.5 years, and I left because I was bored to death. You can rent any kind of car that if you can afford it, you can rent any kind of car you can think of. They don't care. They'll rent it to you. Why? You can't steal it. You can't drive off the island. What you gonna do? Drive in the water? But the town is live. It's always live. Always. If you think about making that move, man, it's time to start preparing. This is week September, like next month, and right before Thanksgiving, especially right after Thanksgiving, that's a real good time to go. You know. I used to go right before Thanksgiving and spend Thanksgiving on the island. And it was always tourists there. Always tourists. So this is what I'm saying, man. Believe in you. Believe in yourself. Believe in your strength and knowledge about the game. Every day you should be growing in knowledge about the game. Why? Because you in the game. You a part of the game. So don't you think it makes sense to learn everything you can about the game? The only way you become a master of the game is to put years in, learning every day, working on your craft, milking your knowledge of the game, getting on-the-job training by being on the track, sitting back, making up a plan for your future. See, that's a lot why a lot of y'all don't win in the game. You're not winning now, and you're not going to win. Why? Because you don't have a plan. Come up with a plan. Why are you in the game? What you in the game for? Ask yourself that. If you can't come up with a good reason, then go back to having a 9-to-5. Ain't nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 if that's what suits you. If that's what you're good at, hey man, go at it. But whatever you do, study it and be the best at it. You in construction, man, try to, man, be the best construction worker you can be. You're driving the cab, try to be the best cab driver. You're working in the bank, you know, and you're just a regular cashier, a clerk, or whatever they call them. You know, go in there with the idea that you want to wind up being the supervisor. Go in with that attitude. Try to be the best. Try to reach the highest of whatever field that you the best in. Just be the best. Put the work in. You get in, you get out. Whatever you do, you get out what you put in. I used to be the first one on the track and the last one to leave. Why? Because I knew that big in the game, I wanted to own homes and houses and clubs and big dreams. My dream's so big, and always have been. My dream's been so big till they scare me. But being in the game, you gotta be fearless. Being in life, you gotta be fearless. The bigger the challenge, the harder I'm gonna work at it. Whatever I'm doing, I'm gonna be the best at it. Well, I tell you, how you know you're gonna be the best? I'm gonna be the best at it because I'm gonna work at it. I'm gonna keep my nose to the grindstone, to the grindstone, to the bleed. My knees gonna be so dirty from climbing and scratching my way to the top. And when I take a step back, or when I fall, I'm just gonna dust my pants off and get up and get back to climbing that mountain again. With determination and drive, I ain't stopping, man, till I reach the top, man. So I see some of y'all at the top. But a lot of y'all, I won't see at the top because you don't have the heart. You don't have the drive. You don't want to get out and grind and learn your trade or learn what you best at. You want to go do 4 or 5 things to get to the top instead of doing that one thing that you best at. You want to know how to win in life? Do what you do best. You know, you hear people say that, do what you do best. Well, that's what they mean. Doing what you do best, you're going to forever win. You ain't going to never lose. To me, ain't that what life is all about? We all got goals. We all got dreams. I consider myself fortunate, but it didn't happen all at once. And I know not many people can say this. And when I say this, people say that he's just lying. But I'm for real in what I say, that from being in the game and paying my dues and setting for the best and nothing less, every dream that I ever had as a teenager and as a young adult, trust and believe, the game, they made those dreams come true for me. I was a kid, I had this little car, the Auburn, with the little bow tail. Played with it all the time. Then when I got to be in junior high, I still had that car. I said, I'm going to have this car one day. And that's why I started in junior high school. I didn't know what I was going to be about the game. I didn't know I was going to be no doggone pimp. But I knew that I liked ladies, and I knew that ladies liked me. And I knew that I liked to talk. I knew I had a gift of gab. This one little job I had, this was my schedule. I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, get dressed, take my shower, go throw my paper out. And I had to throw my paper out and get back home, breakfast and then still get to school. Okay. Once I got out of school, once after football practice, instead of coming home, I would go to my aunt's house, like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, yeah, 5 o'clock. Then I babysit. I would babysit for her until like 8 o'clock. Sometimes she'd let me go 7:20, you know, sometimes 7:30. Sometimes she'd come and, you know, I'd have 45 minutes, you know, before I had to be home. I only stayed a couple of blocks away. So in those 45 minutes, me and my five partners, we run down to the beach, you know, catch the people down there on the beach playing chess. And, you know, late at night, they had all these little groups down there. They played chess, and we go down there at night and rob them. Get back home. I get back home by before 9 every night. Okay. Then on Saturdays and Sundays, we go on the other side of Rose, which was a white folks neighborhood. We go over there, and during that time, they had the donut man. They had the donut man riding around in his little Ham's trucks. So, and a Ham's truck would be in every neighborhood. It'd be a couple of Ham's trucks. So what we started doing was we started going to different neighborhoods, robbing the Ham's donut man truck. So, man, I was always doing some hustling. Then we started knocking off the little cab drivers. We call the cab, get in the cab, you know, go somewhere, you know, have them pull this little deserted part that we had down by the railroad tracks in Venice, and we robbed the cab drivers. Everything we was doing, we was about some money, you know, trying to find us, trying to find, you know, who we are or who we were at the time. But like I said, I just always knew that I had something different because I was fearless. First $100 I ever made in my life, you know how the trains go down the track. It was a train yard. That was in Venice. And we'd go to the train yard and play in the evening sometimes. So one day I lay on the railroad track. And when I lay out, you know, I was always a small guy. I'm still small. But I realized that if you lay on the railroad track, the railroad track sits down. The rails sit up. So you can lay beneath the where the tracks are, you can lay down in that middle part. If you're small enough, the train will go right over you without moving. I mean, without touching you. So I used to practice that, you know, lay up on there. So one night, one evening, it was just a caboose there. So I laying on the caboose. The caboose started up and moved. I just laid there scared to death. The caboose just went right over me. Okay, so, you know, I start bragging about it, talking about it. So this one brother, you know, he said, "Man, laid on no railroad track, man. Man, I give you $100, man. You tell me you're gonna lay up under the train while the train go over you." I said, "Yeah." Now I know that sounds stupid because it was stupid. I don't even know why I done that dumb shit. But anyway, he gave me $100. I laid down up under saw the train coming. Lay down between them rails. I tell you, I was small, man. The train went right over me. I was so scared, I just closed my eyes and prayed. But I'm in it now. And I got to go through with it because I just stuck my foot in my mouth. Man, went right over that doggone train. The train went right over me. That was my first $100. I tell you, man, I was fearless. Everybody can't be like me. But if you trying to do anything besides, if you're trying to do anything else in your life besides working a square job, you better be fearless. Fearless. You got to be fearless working a doggone square job. You got to be fearless living, period. Because life ain't fair at all. All right. Been on here like 55 minutes. No, I've been on an hour. I ain't going to be on an hour. Yeah. Okay, so Hey, at this point in the show, I want to tell you guys about my book. It's called From the Bottom to the Penthouse. And I'm just going to read, like, just a few pages of the book, From the Bottom to the Penthouse. The book is on sale right now for $27. And the book is on sale $27, and that covers shipping. So you can hit me on my IG or hit me on my Facebook, and I'll send it to you. But right now, I'm going to read just a little bit, just one little chapter. Any place I open the book up, it's going to be good. So I'm going to open it up right here. It said, we rolled down the track. I spotted Myra getting out of a Trix car. I signaled for her to walk around the corner so the police would not see her get in the car. Myra, I said, Myra, baby, what that trap look like, girl? She said, hey, daddy, I got 400 more on top of that 3 I already gave you. She climbed in the back seat, put her hand up under that little bit of skirt that she had on, and came out with the money. I like when you ride by and keep checking on me, daddy, she said. It really makes the hole feel secure. Plus, I really love it when you come and break me. I love for pimping to break me, especially you, daddy, she said. I like putting money in your hand because every time I break myself, I know that we're getting closer to our goal. Oh, I'm sorry, daddy, she said. I'm sorry about my rudeness. Hello, ladies. My name is Myra. Are both of you going to be with my daddy? She asked. Hi, I'm Tara, one of the ladies said. She extended her hand to Myra. Tara said, I'm going to be with Tay. Will you show me how to get money like that? If my daddy tell me it's okay, Myra said. I'll help you be a big hoe just like me. That's up to Tay. That's Tay's decision. I replied, all right, baby. You done broke yourself. Now go get Tay's money. I'll be back later to break your fine ass. Holler at me. Myra climbed out the back seat. My partner C couldn't help but look at that big pretty ass as she climbed out the car. I know he was looking. The two ladies looked at Myra in amazement. This was the first time seeing and talking to a real hoe for them. I saw the look in Tara's eyes. It was like when a deer gets caught in the headlights of a car that pulls up on them at night. She was going to be a good hoe. She ready for the game. She just needs some knowledge, which between Myra and me, she fixing to get. C, let's go get some rooms for these ladies. Me and C had just met these ladies. We went to Hollywood's La Brea Motel on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea. I paid for 2 rooms because I was pimping. C was holeless. He didn't have no money. But I didn't mind because he was going to owe me anyway. I totally understand, Daddy. I don't look at no pimps. I'm giving this girl her information. So I tell my partner, Big O, I say, C, man, listen, when you're in the room with this girl, man, just kick pimping, man. Just kick the game, man. Don't do no fucking, man. Don't do nothing but kick game, man. Kick pimping, man. Man, don't touch the broad, man. The way you start off is the way that you end up. Keep it pimping. Okay. I could read on, but that's just one little part. I'm just showing y'all how good the book actually is. It's really a good book, man. From the bottom to the penthouse. All right. I'm going to give you guys a number to call in. The guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6799. I'm going to say it again, 319-527-6799. So you guys call that number right now if you got any questions. We're going into the Q&A session of this radio show. We are now in the Q&A session. The number to call in is 319-527-6799. All right, now, I need to see these phones lighting up. Let me know yet you guys out here listen to this game that I'm popping to you. Now, I'm going to say the number again. We're at the Q&A section of the 100% game for you with Shante as your host. We're at the Q&A section, and the number to call in with your questions or you want to speak on the air, the number to call in is area code 319-527-6799. I want to have some of you guys call in. Let me know that you're out there listening to me, man. I can't see who, I don't know who's on the air, but I'm really waiting for you guys to call in. The number, let's try this number. What? This number, I'm going to give you the number again. Hello, hey, top of it. Hello. Top of it.
Yeah.
All right, next person. Hello? Is that somebody? Is that somebody snoring on the air? Say, man, how you call in my show and snoring on the air, man? Man, this is crazy. Is that the call in number? Oh, okay. Anybody else calling in? I'm gonna give you the number again to call in for on the show, man, with a question or you got something to say. Call in number once again. Area code 319-527-6799. 319-527-6799. While I'm waiting for you guys to call in, I'm going to speak on you about the sale that I still have going on my game pieces. The sale is 6 game pieces for $50, or you can get 15 game pieces for $100. Or if you want to get like 10 game pieces, I'll work something out with you. You want to get 12, you want to get 18, you want to get 20, whatever amount of game pieces that you'd like to get, I'll work out a deal with you. I don't see that. Have nobody called in yet. I'm going to give you guys a... How you guys listen to the show and don't call in? What's that all about? Don't be scared to call in and talk. I talk back. All we're going to do is kick some real game around, real life situations. The number is 319-527-6799. I'm going to repeat it again for that call-in number. Area code 319-527-6799. So, I'm on Sunset the other night, breaking baby. So, after I break her, I pull off my little spot, my little... Oh, hold on a second here. We got a person call in. 818.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? Top of it, man. What's your name, man, and what city you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from, you know, the infamous, famous Los Angeles up out here. You know what I'm saying? One of your highness, Figueroa's finest up out here.
All right, man. say, man, I know that Figueroa track, man. I was just out there a few nights ago, man. That the track's still live, man, and don't look like the police really messing with the bras, man. Has that changed?
No, man. They gonna let them go ahead and get down for the crown up out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep them down. You dig?
Right. You got a question?
But check this out, though, Tay. Check this out, Tay, man. I've been trying to link up with you, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to you up on YouTube, man. You know what I'm saying? It's J. Mill.
What's your name again?
You know, I'm talking J. Mill.
Oh, yeah, right. I didn't hit you back,
man. Man, I don't shot you like 2 emails, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no Instagram or no Facebook and nothing unique, what I'm saying. But I'm trying to get
some game. I remember the name because I hit you, but didn't I hit you back on YouTube?
Yeah, you told me to hit that email again, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm like, man, I don't know if you're checking them or not, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I check them every day.
The name up on the email is jmiltick08, you know what I'm saying?
Jmill, M-E-A-L?
M-I-L-L-T-I-C-K-08.
Okay.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do my due diligence, you know what I'm saying, and stay down for the cause and support the program. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't just trying to be a listener, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to really get some more game to enhance mine.
That's the only way you grow, man, get some more knowledge about the game, man. You're right. That's a necessity,
man.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't just about to sit here and listen, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just go ahead, you know, and touch bases because, you know, these really some jewels that you laying down up on this pavement, man. You know what I'm saying? But some of these cats scared to pick them up, you know what I mean? So that's
right.
They lost. That's they lost. You feel me? But I'm going to pick them up and keep on going because I know where I want to get to.
I appreciate it, man. And you sure thinking right, man, because the only way I advanced in the game, I kept getting knowledge from older pimps that was in the game, you know, and that works because just think about this, man. The best, if I'm in the game, man, I know that the best information I can get is somebody that's been there and done it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, man, have you got any game pieces yet? You ain't got no game pieces yet, huh?
Nah, because I ain't got no Instagram and no Facebook, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was trying to hit you, like, hey, man, I'm going to just shoot you my email, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we could, like, converse like that, and I can get them that way, you know
what I'm saying?
And stack mold in them little 6 or 8 that you throwing up out there, you feel what I'm saying? I don't want email, you know what I'm saying? I want regular price, you feel me?
That's right. I'm gonna hit you on your email. JMILL. What?
It's JMILLTICK08@Yahoo.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I'm gonna hit you when the show is over. Yeah, I'm gonna hit you when the show is over, man. Yeah,
that's what's
I appreciate
it. I'm gonna be looking out for them game pieces, but I'm gonna shoot you another email again just so you will have it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And you can converse back with me, and I'll go ahead and snatch them from you, man.
All right, man. Cool, man. Appreciate it, man. I'll be hitting you, man, after the show.
For sure. Glasses up to
you. All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right. We had another person that called in, you know, I'm waiting on you guys to call in. This is the Q&A section of the 100% Game for You show with Hollywood Shantae. So I want you guys to remember, man, that every day you should have a plan. You should have a plan and a goal that you're working on. And every day, you're supposed to be working towards that goal. I designed my life to be in, to come up in different projects. And it's like, this the project. Okay, you're going to get a new car. Okay, that new car, that's going to be your project. So you let your ladies know that that's your project, and you work, and they work on that. Once that's done, you know, the next move might be down for apartment. That's a project. The next move might be you want this 6-7 carat ring. You let your ladies know. You take them down there to the jewelry store with you, you know, and you work on that. Another project. Yeah. So, who is this? Oh, that's another guy. This is the same guy, man. He keep calling this number, man. And when I answer his call, he's snoring. I don't know if he got sleeping sickness or he's saying that my show that boring, man. But I know it ain't that, man, because I know I be popping this pimping, man. You understand what I'm saying? So, I'm still waiting on you guys, man. I don't have no questions. Nobody called in yet. All right. I'm gonna speak on the game piece sale again. If you want to get the whole library, it's 65 game pieces, and the whole library's 65 game pieces sell for $450. If you want to work out a deal, you want half the 65. Whatever on your mind, whatever amount of game pieces you get, you know, I can guarantee you that these game pieces, they will help you on your journey. They would definitely help you on your journey. You know, man, if you want success in life or in the game, you got to give it your all. My favorite saying, you got to plan, prepare, and pop it. You got to have a plan. You got to have a purpose. What you wake up for every morning? I'd rather wake up every morning putting my feet on the ground, hitting. When my toes touch the ground, I take off running. Running towards that goal I'm working on. Wake up in the morning, look at my plan, check my pocket, check my bankroll to see if I'm closer to that plan and that program that I got down. Because ain't no plan B. There is no plan B when you're in the game. Because it's all about you. Everything that happens in your life when you're a pimp, it's all about you. Whatever happens, you make it happen or you allow it to happen. You control your whole situation. You're in control. That's the difference between being a man and working on being a man. A real man, he's always in control. A male working on being a man, he's working on how to be in control. But a real man, he's already in control. He didn't get in control of himself overnight. He worked on it and he continues to work on it. He talked to the man in the mirror every day. He wake up talking to the man in the mirror. He wake up practicing his spiel. What he gonna say to the first lady he see? What he gonna say to the second lady he see? Cause when you down and you about it, man, you should talk to at least 10 ladies every day, if not more. You should get at least 10 ladies every day or more. Because out them 10 every day, you might get one that you got something in common with, if you get one. That's why you got to be fearless in the game. You can't be afraid to walk up and say hello to an old lady. What you think she gonna do, bite you? Shoot, the most she can do is ignore you or say no. And when they ignore me, I say, I guess I was mistaken. I thought you were a real classy, you know, exciting lady. It don't cost nothing to say hello. But I'm going to leave you with that. So maybe the next guy that thinks that you're interesting and he walks up and he says hello, maybe you say hello to him. You have a nice day. See, I say something like that. You ain't got to be nasty. You can't force no lady to talk to you. That's why I say keep getting at and talking to at least 10 ladies a day. Pretty soon, you're going to come up, because pretty soon, you're going to find that lady. You're going to find that one that you want to build into that bad broad. Because being with a lady is like I always say, it's like going to the mall and going in the store where you build a bear. This is how you build your lady. This is how you build your relationship. Taking the pieces that make you feel a certain way and that give you feeling. Take the feeling, stick that in there. Take some heart, stuff that in there. Take some desire, stuff that in there. Take some grinding, stuff that in there. Take some classiness, stuff that in there. By the time you keep stuffing, and with your female, just stuffing the bear, that's just, you know, a comparison. Because what you're doing is, what you're stuffing her with is game and knowledge about you. Game and knowledge about life. And every day you stuffing, every day you stuffing, every day you building. And eventually, man, you're going to have that dream girl. Because you didn't work that making her like that. And why you making her like that? You making yourself like that. You strengthening yourself. You strengthening yourself. And through your strength, it's going to ooze out into her. You ain't going to just tell her how to get between a rack and $1,500 a day. You're going to show her. You're going to map it out to her so she ain't got to go out there and guess. So she ain't got to ask you no questions, because all questions is answered before she step out on that track. Okay. I'm going to give you guys a number again so you guys can call in. The number is area code 319-527-6799. I'm going to repeat that number again. I'm looking over here on the screen. I don't see nobody calling in. That number is area code 319-527-6799. I want you guys to come on the air, man, and ask me some questions. I can't believe that all the people listening, that you guys don't have no questions. Well, okay. Anyway, it's been a pleasure kicking it with you guys. And I'm going to repeat again once more about my game piece sale. My game piece sale is 6 game pieces for $50 or 15 game pieces for $100. If you want to get 10 game pieces, 12 game pieces, 8 game pieces, I'll work out a deal with you. You can hit me on my IG, which is Shante Parker. You can hit me on my Facebook, Shante Parker. YouTube, Shante Parker. It's been a pleasure kicking it with you guys. You've been tuned in to the 100% Game for You show with Hollywood Shante as your host. I'm going to see you guys on Wednesday. Wednesday, I do my show on YouTube, 100% Game for You show. Hollywood Shante. That's Wednesdays at 3 o'clock on YouTube. And this show, 100% Game for You, every Friday on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure kicking it with you guys. And glasses up, man.